Mike, how are you?
Outstanding, Tony. Thanks for asking.
Where are you this morning?
I'm in Midland. We also got a lot of snow, and the drifts are the worst.
So the tridge is probably packed.
It is packed. They're probably going to leave it packed until May.
Well, I take it that you're a Clint Eastwood fan because he had the classic movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and the title for your latest writing is called The Good, the Bad, the Ugly of Governor Rick Snyder's Budget. Let's take a look at that. After your analysis, what'd you see?
Well, I thought it wasn't the atomic bomb that Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly promised. I really expected a lot more from them. In fact, that's really my big complaint, is that there was a megaton of possible spending and tax cuts that have not yet reached the table. Maybe they will. I can't tell. But this overall was a positive budget move. We think it moves the state in the right direction with greater tax simplicity, a lot more transparency, and one of my personal favorite areas is much less corporate welfare. The governor, to his credit, wants to get rid of the colossal failure of a program known as MEGA, the Michigan Economic Growth Authority. And that says a lot about him, too, because he was once vice chair of the MEDC, the department that oversees and administers that program.
In taking a look at the budget and breaking it down, what did he miss?
Well, he missed a chance to eliminate the business tax wholesale and replace it only with spending cuts. For us, that's the big one. To his credit, he did do other bold things, like offer up very large per-pupil spending cuts and revenue-sharing cuts. That said, the Mackinac Center has pointed out time and again that we could and should try to live without one of the three major taxes. The states that live without one of the three major taxes, even if their overall tax rates are higher, tend to do better in terms of economic growth than those that do not. And eliminating the tax itself eliminates the opportunity for businesses to run back to the legislature and say, we need a tax credit against this new corporate income tax.
Can you name those three major taxes?
Business tax, sales tax, and personal income tax. By getting rid of the business tax, we would join just two other states in the nation that live without one, and we think it would put us in very fine company. In fact, the Tax Foundation did a special calculation for us. They looked at where we would end up in their business tax ranking index if we just eliminated the Michigan business tax and replaced it with the corporate income tax and had no net change in taxes, which appears to be what's going to happen here. And they said that we would move from having the 48th worst corporate income tax in the nation to the 26th best or 26th worst, depending on how you look at it. That's just from making a statutory change, not from changing the amount of revenue that comes in. Imagine where we would end up in their rankings if we eliminated it wholesale and replaced it with only spending cuts. Now, that's important. It's more than just a ranking on paper by academics. Research has shown that there is a link, or there's evidence that our place in the ranking is a good predictor of where we will be in economic growth. So it has consequences.
Mike LaFave is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. What's your thoughts on the cuts in education?
Well, that depends on how it shakes out. Apparently, they're going to be dangling incentives in front of them that basically say, we're going to cut this much unless you are prepared to reform the way you provide health care benefits to your employees. We think the changes to the healthcare benefits landscape is a very positive one because right now they're getting the Cadillac of healthcare benefits, most districts are, at our expense. And there is a massive differential between what government employees receive in terms of their non-salary benefits and what we receive in the private sector. We think that gap should be closed. It's only fair, and it could save the state billions. In fact, we wanted the administration to go much further with not just looking at school health care savings, but state health care savings, local government health care savings, university health care savings. In fact, the differential between what the public sector receives in health care benefits and other non-salary compensation and private sector averages totals $5.7 billion. You could theoretically capture most of that by normalizing these health care costs, and then you'd have enough money left over to close the budget deficit every year, if there is one, eliminate the Michigan business tax and replace it with nothing, and still have $1.7 billion left over to fix the roads or cut taxes deeper.
Michael, how would that be done if these benefits have been collectively bargained?
Great question. And my staff lawyer has written out a legislative legal roadmap. Unfortunately, it's hard to capture in a soundbite. But one of the ways they could do that is simply to go to the Civil Service Commission and ask them to make these changes. There are also changes at the healthcare school level that could be imposed. They could draw, for instance, school employees into the state system and make changes that way.
Would it be legal, though, to take it, to take those benefits that have been bargained for and signed for away?
My lawyer thinks that case can be made, that it can be a legal change. However, I can't discuss the detail and nuance simply because I'm not the staff attorney.
All right, Mike, it's always fascinating to talk with you. We'll stay in touch. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.